Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
It's Tuesday morning. Welcome to Deets, Beats, and Dancing Feet. This show is all about improving your DJ performances, creating unique and memorable experiences for your couples, and maybe even making just a little bit more money. Hi, my name is Thomas Heath. Today's show is all about taking care of you. And there's a lot of different ways that this can go, but the biggest thing is I want you to start thinking about your physical well-being and how that can affect you as a DJ and master of ceremonies. It can affect you. It can affect the job that you do. It can affect future business. And it can affect the events where you are presiding over. Want to learn more about that? I'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Taking care of you. Why is it important? What does that mean? What does it even matter? Well, it matters for a lot of reasons. Number one, if you're out of shape, it's really hard to do what we do. My guess is, an assumption, is that you're a great DJ. You're a great MC. And you care about what you do. You care about your craft. Or else you wouldn't be here hanging out with me on Tuesday mornings. Or whenever you're watching this. And it's hard to move things around. It's hard for you to move your own self around. I used to weigh 300 pounds. Right now I'm at about 227. And you know, I'll talk about that a little bit later when I get into my personal experience. But my life as a DJ and my life, well, as a person, is a lot easier now. Carrying around a lot of extra weight is not really good on your joints. It's not good on your muscles. It's not good on your bones, and it definitely is not good on your back. Sleep issues come up. Came up with me. I actually had sleep apnea. Like I said, it's really hard to do your job. Number two, you are the face and the voice of every event that you're at. So that means that your appearance is a direct reflection on the couple. Now, I'm all for everybody being who they are, but keeping in mind that that could be off-putting to some people, just to let you know. Again, I've been there. And number three, the perception goes right back to perception is reality. And if you're out of shape, the perception may be from some people that you cannot do the job of a DJ or a master of ceremonies without it taxing you. So it's, you know, and again, I've been through a lot of things. All you had to do is watch episode one of Deets, Beats, and Dancing Feet, my story. And you'll find out that I've got a lot of life experiences that have to do with being an overweight person. I'll tell you a little bit more about my weight loss journey and how that's actually affected my ability to do my job right after the break.
DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
Hi. So, my story. In 2011, I turned 40 years old. And my wife at the time and friends threw a surprise birthday party for me. One of our friends took a picture, or took actually quite a few pictures of us, or of me at the party. And this is when I was sitting on my couch, opening gift baskets from all of my friends that were full of candy and junk and beer and junk and, well, stuff that was part of my lifestyle at the time. A big part of it. I saw that picture, and I still can see the picture in my head of me standing there holding a beer, and I was miserable. Life was tough. Hard to find clothes that fit and looked nice. Hard to do anything. Hard to DJ a wedding. Because when you're that overweight, it's hard to just move your own self, let alone heavy speaker cabinets, equipment, lights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that we need to have to do our job. My friends and I, we decided at that point that we were going to really focus on losing weight and really focus on getting in shape. And by the time October rolled around, I was down to 195 pounds. That's a lot. That's a lot of weight to lose in a very short period of time. I'm not at 195 now. I am at 227. I know that because this morning I stepped on the scale. Because my wife Shannon and I have decided that we are going to focus for the next 90 days on getting in better shape. We're doing this with a Tony Horton program called P90, with a sensible meal plan and a fitness tracker that I use on my cell phone. It's called MyFitnessPal. Basically, you put all your calories and, you know, everything you eat into that, and it gives you a goal. And as long as you're underneath that goal, you're good. You work out, you put that in there, and it gives you more calories, which is super fun, especially if you want that Snickers bar every once in a while. It's not all about that. It's about working out, and it's about exercise, and it's about just getting into better shape to be able to get out on the dance floor and lead a line dance, to bring in your equipment and not be out of breath, to walk across the room to grab somebody, to walk across the room and get the photographer ready for the cake cutting, to be able to move quickly and move fluidly, to effectively run a wedding reception and not just sit in a chair, press play on your computer, wait for that song to end, press play on the next song. We'll talk a little bit more about that in an upcoming episode. That's where I started. Again, when you're 300 pounds, You don't want to do any moving you don't have to do. So throwing a laptop on a folding table was just fine. But it's not anymore. Your couples expect more. They want you to be interactive. They want you to be able to do all of the things that you say you're going to do easily and not have to worry about whether or not you're going to have a heart attack at your wedding. You know what time it is? And I bet you know what these action steps are going to be. I'll see you after the break.
It's time for your action steps.
It's time for your action steps. We'll be right back.
Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Okay, here are your action steps. Action step number one, put down the cheeseburger. One of the biggest things that we did to lose weight quickly and easily and effectively is we did not go to a restaurant that has a drive-thru. And I know, guys, I know what that means, or girls too. At the end of your wedding, if you didn't eat before the wedding or at the wedding, some people eat at weddings, what are you going to do? Well, one of the biggest things that you can do is you can actually get meal containers, make some food at home, put it in that container, and pull into a gas station, throw it in the microwave. Life is good. That's your worst case scenario. Best plan is eat in advance if you can. Number two, don't eat wedding cake. Right? Don't eat wedding cake. You don't need it. You don't need that. It's empty calories. Speaking of empty calories, don't drink your calories either. I don't drink pop anymore, or soda, or Coke. Coke depends on where you're at. Just don't drink calories. That's really the easiest way. Those two things are the easiest ways to change the way your body burns fuel. Number three, find a workout program that works for you. Now, a lot of people can walk. A lot of people like bike riding. Bike riding for me was fun, but the problem is it doesn't burn a lot of calories unless you go a long, long distance. And I don't have time for that. So what we do is we subscribe to this program called Beachbody On Demand. And what that is every single workout program that you could think of is in there. There's martial arts. There's Insanity with Sean T. There's all of the P90X programs with Tony Horton. And the list goes on and on. There's new programs every day. And find one that works for you. And stick with it. The best way to stick with it is find a partner or a buddy or an accountability group to work with. Accountability is a big deal. And it's really great if you're having a rough day for you to actually reach out to one of those people and say, I really do want a donut today. Tell me why I don't. I really do love donuts. I really do. And bacon. Bacon's a thing. But find somebody to help support you. It's a big deal. That's my show for today. Thanks for watching. I really appreciate you being here. Please join our Deets, Beats, and Dancing Feet Facebook group. I really kind of want to get a lot more going in there and have some discussions and ask me questions in there. And we'll put them on Deets, Beats, and Dancing Feet. I hope you enjoyed our show on Monday night, last night, with Lucas and I. We had some really great conversations. Thanks for watching. I will see you on Tuesday. I want to hear about your workouts.